Discovery of new protein binder tools for photoswitchable proteins CPIP and ASLOV2. Reversible control of photoswitchable proteins, which change in protein conformation in response to light, offers a way to spatially and temporally control cellular processes in vivo. Many photoactive proteins exist in nature, but developing them into optogenetic tools can be difficult because this requires detailed structural knowledge of the proteins. To overcome this challenge, the Upalapati and Woolley lab identified novel binding proteins that bind to either the light or dark states of the photoswitchable CPIP, which changes in conformation in response to blue light. The discovery and applications of protein partners that bind to only the light and dark state of the photoswitchable proteins offers a powerful approach to control protein-protein interactions in cells. The protein binders can be customized for protein visualization, relocation, degradation, modification, and scaffolding. In their study, the Woolley lab showed that these photoreversible protein-protein interactions can control subcellular localization processes in vivo. They deposited the resulting optogenetic plasmid tools, which includes plasmids encoding a fusion between CPIP and TGRFP, and plasmids that encode the protein binders, which bind to either the light or dark state of the photoswitchable proteins, fused to M-Venus linked to a mitochondrial localization sequence, TOM20. In dark-adapted cells expressing these plasmids, TGRFP fluorescence localizes to the mitochondria, because CPIP binds to BOPD. A similar set of newly identified light and dark binder plasmid tools were also deposited for the photoswitchable ASLOV2.